Hello, hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year, sir.
You too.
Although, of course, we've already exchanged our pleasantries.
Indeed.
Since this, what was it? Was it like New Year's Day we were doing impersonations of fucking Billy Bob Thornton in fucking Sling Blade?
Some people call it a Kaiser Blade. I call it a Sling Blade. And it's pretty good. Yeah, you have to admit.
That's a solid 8 out of 10. That's an 8 out of 10 for me. I mean,
I accept an 8 out of 10. Yeah. I like that. It's good.
All right, then. Memes. Some of these are a bit edgy, and some of them involve you. And we're going to have to contextualize.
Surely not.
We're going to have to contextualize all the talk about Splice again. So I hope you're ready to...
That was a good one. No, it was an all-timer right there.
It was.
I am also so proud of you for watching it for me so that we could trauma bond and solidarity over the
film.
That was huge.
Bro, you had me at... you had me at Adrian Brody fucking a mutant clone in a barn.
Which would then grape his wife and get her pregnant, so...
Oh, it's like, this sounds great. The fact that it's as well, like, your date night, your first date night movie is just classic. It's such a dust.
Indeed.
Yeah. The more I think about it, I'm like, it's kind of 6.5. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was a bad movie.
I think maybe I'm just clouded by the context of how I watched it is probably why it's worse for me.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Maybe in a different environment, I would have been more open to it.
So, on to the memes. Some people call them jokes. I just call them
memes.
So, obviously, you do remember on the first day, the internet was kind of shitting the bed into the venue, and there was like power issues and stuff. So someone did this, which is Hungarian internet as the water pipe, Viktor Orban's AI Putin porn as the gulping man, and the most important sporting event in history, which of course the major would never be.
Yeah, of course.
I think, you know, we're starting out. By the way, everybody loved this on the Rich Chord, but for me, I thought this was kind of a 5.
Yeah, not into this one. A great use of image, for sure.
Yeah, but I also feel as well when you use existing templates, you lose points.
Unless it's a banger. I feel like if it's a banger.
Yeah, if it's an absolute banger, like that one of you, like me shooting you and then going,
why would
Dust do this or whatever, you know? That was
exactly. If it's a banger, it's a banger.
Yeah, it's a banger, it's a banger. That's fair. There was this as well, because people could hear phones ringing on the stream.
Nice.
Which we didn't watch the stream, obviously. We were watching the
Correct.
TV. Somebody posted this one. It was, "Happy first day of the mage. Good luck, everyone," from the boss, John Starladder. And then, "Turn off your phone, you retard. They can hear it on the broadcast," which apparently was... So again, we're starting out easy. This is a 5.
Fives. We're getting the feet wet.
Yeah, just waiting in. Remember, these are literally the first ones on the first day. So much like Star Ladder itself, the memes were very disappointing. Now, this one, unbelievably edgy, and it needs some context behind it, right? Because otherwise people might not get it. So obviously, the terrible thing happened with Charlie Kirk. Although I feel like...
Oh, boy.
The
fact that you've had to open with that line automatically tells me this meme is going to be not great.
The fact that you're doing the fucking Scott Bakula, Quantum Leap. You're going to want to leap out of this Discord call in a second, mate. Anyway. The awful thing happened with Charlie Kirk, and we've all apparently just moved past it pretty quickly. People are joking about it all the time. There was jokes about it in Dave Chappelle's latest special. And it was also sort of predicated on a thing where it was like, the whites thought this guy was their Martin Luther King. Like, no one thought that, bro. Like, that's kind of, like, shit to say. I'm not saying someone
I don't think I ever saw it. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't a popular sentiment that you saw reverberating throughout the scene.
We've all moved on, apparently, from one of the most significant assassinations in U.S. politics in the last 20 years, 25 years. And premise is this. Everyone went full retard on the Charlie Kirk stuff. So on the left, they were celebrating just the death of a guy that really just said things that were kind of at the, not even the extreme end, they were just at the right end of the Christian kind of nationalist American spectrum of what has to be acceptable debate, or America has, you know, America can't talk to itself anymore. And then on the right, everyone was like, oh, if you celebrate Charlie Kirk's death, and in fact, not only that, if you don't venerate Charlie Kirk, you deserve to lose your job. And I was like, this is all the shit we were complaining about in 2015. And cancel culture, we were saying that was bad, you know, people getting cancelled for this because they all fell for a hoax, the journalists. And now, we're now 10 years later, you're the social justice warriors, I guess. So anyway, one of the things that was happening was people were legitimately getting fired for saying, oh, Charlie Kirk deserved it, you know, sue me or whatever, to be edgelords on social media. And then they would get doxxed by some like right-leaning activist, and then they would lose their job. And so I had to set all of this up. Mm-hmm. I had to set all this up for the next one because it's really funny. But, you know, you have to know all of those things. So you can see here, Charlie Kirk deserved it. My name is Roman Romantsov, and I am the CEO and founder of Starladder. That's where people were at, like on day one of the Starladder Budapest major experience. So I thought that was funny. That's like a 7... maybe 7.5 for me. I laughed at that. I laughed out loud. I guess you just don't want to touch this with a fucking...
That is a fucking nuclear warhead. Yeah. An active one. So I will no comment my way out of this one.
Obviously, as well, remember the Maui snake being muted thing that happened. This is our friend of the stream, B-Trams here.
Oh, big fan of B-Trams.
That's it. And you can see he said, finally a TO which knows how to utilize Maui Snake on the desk. The joke being, look, they just muted him and played music over him. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's good. Definitely more insightful than whatever he was going to say. So,
hey, he's your wingman. Your partner.
He is. The BGL. Jokes aside, Maui, one of the best analysts we have in the scene.
Agreed. Sure.
I think our top three are probably Maui, Pimp, and Yanko are probably the top three right now, pretty firmly.
Is this real? It is real. Chat, is this real? See, I've become a proper streamer. I'm just looking to make sure I'm not missing something. Yeah, sorry. Somebody just posted in the meme channel the venue rules. And I do remember, like, was this day one or day two? We were joking about this. Because on the fucking, on the venue rules, it says, don't bring a bomb.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that.
That's just so fucking retarded. Who's doing that?
I get what the meme is.
Oh, wait, what?
Do you not see it? The no internet. That's the meme.
They added that
one in at
They've
the
added
end.
That yeah. in the end. Yeah, clever. They snuck it in.
Yeah, this is actually a fantastic meme now. Like, yeah, this actually went smart. From...
Yeah, it went from yeah. being, like, just a... It's not a meme, too. It is a meme.
Can I ask a question? Because I'm a dumb American. What is a viper?
Yeah, I don't know what a viper is, either.
Like, if I can't bring a live snake to the event, then why the fuck would I go? Like,
true. You're from, like, those... What are the Baptists or whatever? Like, the fuck... What are the guys that hold the snakes? The religious Americans?
Yeah. One of those, like, weird sects out there, yeah.
Oh, loud, yeah. Talking to me! Yeah. He's with us in the room right now! Oh, yeah.
What is a viper, man? Yeah,
what is
the only thing I can think of, because it's next to knives, I just assume that, like, maybe it was a different type of knife or something. Also, because the knife covers the cancel sign, it makes it seem like you can have them.
Yeah.
Am I looking too much into this?
No, like, no. It actually looks... So someone said a viper is a type of banned knife.
Okay, fair enough, but it's not banned apparently because there's no slash going through it. So it's highlighting that you should actually bring a knife or a viper to the
venue rules. Bring knives.
I like how we've turned what was supposed to just be a pass through into like, no, like, what if you analyze this correctly, this is actually insane.
Yeah, really. I mean, it would have come in real handy for the Face It London major, where probably everyone was packing anyway. Due to Britain's horrible statistics as they relate to knife crime. But yeah, decent meme. A meme so sophisticated, it nearly fooled us that it wasn't a meme. So
glad I was able to bring some value there.
Somebody suggested here a solution for the problem with the power and the internet. It actually revolved around Pimp. You can see here, bicycle, stand, drive belt, motor, diode, battery inverter to power the laptop. And you can see they've tagged in Pimp. This is by Inner Circle Esports. I mean, on a serious note, it's probably going to sound ridiculous, but I actually do believe Pimp could easily power a laptop for a full day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think people really understand. So when we're at events, I know Jacob won't mind me saying this. When we're at events, he doesn't like hang out at all. Like, he's too busy. He's got shit to do. So we might hang out and have a drink or a meal, or, you know, sometimes we just go back to our rooms and maybe we don't hang out, or maybe we jump on TeamSpeak and play a video game. You know, it just depends. Depends what the day's been like, you know, and what shifts we're all on, because obviously these days the crew essentially gets split into two, and you have the morning shift and the evening shift. And Pimp, basically, what he does, whether he's on the morning shift or the late shift, it doesn't matter. He will go to either his room, and like, he's got an exercise bike in there, and he'll just pedal nonstop, or he'll go to the gym, and they'll find a bike there, and he'll pedal nonstop. If the gym has those bikes where it's got the little mini video game inside, and you can, like, you know, do a course and beat a time, he'll do that. He pretty much is just all of his downtime is spent exercising, which is, like, actually crazy. Like, I just don't.
It could also just be that he also hates us and doesn't want to spend time with us. You know, that could be,
which, you know, I would understand. But obviously, I have seen him just go and do this. But yeah, I mean, like, easily, Pimp could. I put it this way: in an apocalypse, all the people who hate Jacob, right? All the people on Reddit who hate Jacob, in an apocalypse, you would need to weigh this up. If you could only be in a bunker with one other person, and you're probably thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll get a girl and we'll fall in love, and, you know, like, you know, I'll get a nice, good looking girl. She'll have to love me. I'll be the last man on earth, you know, something like that. Something predatory like that, you incels. Or maybe you're thinking, I'll have my best friend in there, right? Like, because, you know, at least we'll have a good time while the world burns. Or you might think, oh, I'll get a prepper in there, you know, an Alex Jones type, because, you know, he'll know, well, not that Alex Jones knows anything about that, but, you know, he'll know how to put iodine in the water and stop me getting sick or whatever. You want Pimp. You want Pimp. Because, literally, you could just have him power the bunker for the entirety of the apocalypse.
Okay, that's where you're going with it, all right.
What did you?
I was just going to say, he would just leave your ass behind 100%. Like, you're not keeping up with him. So, like, you are just his bait at the end of the day. But when it comes to powering the building, like, yeah, I get where you're going now. This is a good meme, by the way.
Yeah.
This is one of the rare times that an esports organization has actually put out a meme that is good.
Exactly, so, what I was thinking.
Huge shout out to them.
Yeah. This is kind of funny. Not because of the meme or the joke that's being made, but just in retrospect. So you can see here, it's the Star Ladder announcement of a partnership with Alienware and Intel and Star Ladder. And then, of course, you can see the joke being the amount of tech pause that this major is going to be astounding. And, of course, it was indeed astounding. I always think about this. Like, if you partner with a fucking tournament organizer and then the tournament just has non-stop fucking...
Yeah, that's tough as a PC company for sure. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, well...
You know, it was like with the crash at in Astana, you know, when Hooksy got, like, literally had that moment of divine intervention. It was the NVIDIA drivers.
Nice.
You know, and obviously everyone just shat on PGL because everyone's a fucking idiot in Counter-Strike. But, you know, it was like, can you imagine if it was like we'd done a big PC announcement before that happened? Like, fucking hell. Would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. That's tough.
So, yeah, this one... It's not really funny per se, but it's like funny not for the reasons intended by the joke, if you know what I mean.
I mean, he did predict it correct, I guess. So
true.
Also, shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out. This was just an example of the sound issues that were going on, which we covered in our review yesterday, but here it is.
Seeing this, but Vinny's hit a very quick window. Caught in the back, Summer with another.
I mean, honestly, I don't see anything wrong with this, guys.
Can't find success.
Like, to me, this sounds pretty normal, but...
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I didn't even know that he was going to do that. That's actually a funny joke. Well done. He set that up well. He set that up well. Give that a 7.
Good. Yep.
I like this one. It's one of those classic challenge vids, watching the Star Ladder Major until there's a tech pause. 6 seconds.
I don't know why that's made me laugh so much compared to the others, but that is actually...
That is funny. That is funny. Because it was pretty fucking... We were straight into the bullshit, like, if you remember. It was like... And the thing is as well, like, and now that you're here, we can kind of talk about this a little. Like, we all kind of knew, didn't we, like, going in. Like, we knew it was going to be rough for the first few days just because Style had, like, been so out of practice and all the stuff people were saying behind the scenes, right?
I mean, I think the first red flag for me that things are probably not going to go well, aside from just like, you know, Starlighter being gone for a while, you know, the fact that there were issues at the Berlin Major, if I remember correctly, like even like late payments and stuff for people was like a big storyline around that major as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So there, that aside from that, if I was just looking at the event itself, when they did the first Star Series event, which is supposed to be a tune-up, right, for the major, like they were basically, I think they were using one of the same venues that they wound up using during the group stage, which I'll give credit to Starlighter for this. The fact that they actually went out and had a live audience for all stages of the major is actually pretty cool. So that is actually kind of rad. I will give them props where props are due. But it is like when you're doing a tune-up for the major and then you don't even do live production of the event, like all the people are working remotely. Except for Banks. And it's just like, it's probably not a good test run.
No.
You know, for all your equipment. If you have no broadcast talent on site for your tune-up event, probably not really a good tune-up event. And that's when I was like, this is not good. You might want to do a full land broadcast and see how that plays out before you do the major. And they didn't, so...
I feel bad about this one now because of everything that happened afterwards, but we'll just put it up. It was just a picture of Ash looking sad in the background, faded in the background as Game of Legion got battered by Red Canids. And it's like, I don't know, he's obviously like, he's like quit now. Or like he's taking a break.
Taking a break, yeah, doing one of those.
It really says a thing or two about the community, like how high his stock was. And then how low it suddenly was.
I mean, you live and die by the sword. When you're super public facing like he was, and you're doing well, you're going to have a lot of popularity. But then when things go wrong, you're publicly out there a lot. So you're going to catch that attention the other way. So the sword swings both ways, man, unfortunately.
But it's like everyone goes, oh, we don't even know what coaches do, man. But we're absolutely sure Ash is a fucking fraud. It's like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah.
Come on. No. That's like, that is ridiculous. The 180 people did on him in such a short space of time. And it's like, guys, look at the fucking squad that he's had to work with, and look at the last like three oppers that they've had.
Yeah, he just got unlucky. Like, he didn't get a single opper that actually wound up working. I mean, that was a big problem, right? Yeah. And he had one of the lowest fragging IGLs, like within the top 20. Yep. So that also doesn't help.
So I don't know. I do feel bad for him, but it's like, you know, you could see the look on his face. I mean, you know, his reaction at the end when he had to do that exit interview as well, when he stormed off. Obviously, a recurring BTN classic. Is, you know, Daps being cooked, but now he was
the Stanislaw.
He was
the dick this time.
Yeah, exactly. He was the bull.
The bull, that's right. I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
Sorry, don't worry, bro. Well, I wouldn't expect you to know about it. Somebody just posted this, and you can see Oni Earmand poop and shot an opti cook stool, and then it's translated into oh no, Daps is reserved to cook stool. Which obviously that isn't what that means. That's the joke, but just so you have to have a basic working knowledge of Dutch maybe for this meme to work. But I think it's funny. But yeah, probably have to give it a 6.
I wish we did just have like a Daps like I am the bull quote meme. That would have been good.
Yeah,
didn't get that though.
Also, for some reason, you're in this meme. So
take that line.
Put that on the soundboard.
Somehow you're in this meme. That's the story of my fucking career. Yeah. Like, just somehow I get tied to shit all the time. So go on.
Here it is. Obviously, we were talking about how Daps is the bull this time, coming in with NRG, and they were doing well. And for some reason, you wrote the book.
Great.
Dustin Murray, Daps Future. Book number one. The year is 2025. The central European states live under Daps rule. All phase men are fed poutine, cooked and dominated. IGL Live's are breeding stock for Daps Alphas. Visionary erotica author Dustin Dust Murray invites you to explore book one of the brand new Daps Future series. And then it just says Game Over Cook Boy and it's Nitro crying.
I think it would have made sense if we had like a Canadian author there. But I guess my last name is Murray, which is French, so like...
Yeah, it's got that ring to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, have you ever wrote an erotic short story?
Can't say that I have, Rich.
No. I've wrote sex scenes in short stories.
Nice.
I don't know how erotic they were. They're obviously based on my own experience. So
nice.
Mostly repulsive. But yeah, I like this. I think this is a funny meme.
It's good.
Yeah, I think this is funny.
It's good.
It's closer to an 8 than a 7.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Obviously, as well, we did grifted brilliant graphics for the No Majors Club this time around.
He did.
We had to think, what is Hungary famous for? And then we were like, okay, not a great deal, and certainly not a great deal you would want to share or memorialize in some way. And then we went with the Rubik's Cube, and we had this wonderful Rubik's Cube-themed graphics, which, by the way, I think the leggings, the jog pants, sweatpants are still available on the store, so if people haven't got them, go to the merch store and pick one up. But anyway, because we were ending on the green square, somebody noticed green being the color of the Saudi Arabian flag. They noticed. Great. they did this, and they just put the sword subtly under there.
I like how the subtle ones are actually always the bangers, man.
They are. They do bang.
Well done.
I like this. I didn't even notice this at first. And somebody like linked me to it. I was like, what's the meme? Did I fuck up? And I was like, oh yeah, the sword. So
that is good.
We were also in the middle of one of Kasad's many Twitter controversies. This was the pink mouse one.
Ah, okay. The least bad of all of them.
Actually, I put it this way: if you were to show me a picture of Kasad and say he thinks the color pink is feminine and or gay, I would go, yeah, well, of course he does, and I would just move on with my life. It wouldn't shock me or surprise me. He looks like someone living in the 80s, you know. So, I mean, for me, I've never wore pink, but that's just mainly I don't have the complexion for it.
Yeah.
I've got that ruddy alcoholic's complexion.
I don't know that there is a color that works for me, to be honest. I don't know. I think I'm just kind of, you know.
Mm.
Anyway.
So, you know, never for me. But, I mean, like, I've seen it look good on guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yanko, he pulls off salmon very well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is interesting because he's also Serbian. So it's like, you know, the duality of man. I like, Yanko probably wouldn't mind this. I guess maybe the spectrum of Serbian is, you know, Yank at one end and Kasad at the other. So it doesn't really bother me. Anyway, the relevance to this is we had this meme made, and it was Serbian esports personality travels to Antarctica to mock penguins huddling as being gay, claims territory as new Yugoslavia. So it's got a lot going on in that one. That's like, is that an El Gapo special? Yeah, that is. So I like this one. I had a good laugh at this one.
It's a good laugh. It's a good laugh for sure.
Also, you know, we all miss Yugoslavia, don't we? Can we say that?
I don't know.
All right, well, maybe we don't. The picture he chose as well. The picture he chose as well is just perfect. Just look at Kasad. Like, just, yeah. So, yeah, that was a good one. I mean, I'll give that an 8, and it's Gapo as well. We have this. This is obviously Jame saying, "You are my Sanji today, brother." Now that he's in Paravision, he's making the youngsters drop weapons for him still. Everyone is Sanji on that lineup now.
There you go.
So it's good. Yeah, six. Good six. We all love the James Jesus ones. Oh, here we go. Continuing the Daps is the bull now. This one's pretty outrageous, to be fair. You can see it's Daps on a bed with Crims, who's been given a long blonde wig, while the other Fnatic players are being made to watch. And he said, "Cypher sends his regards."
Well,
I like it.
Yeah. No, it's a good one.
also Crimson a wig. Looks fucking sick, dude.
Not bad, yeah. Could be like a metal band drummer. Yeah,
exactly,
or some
shit. Dude. Yeah, for real. This wasn't a meme. This was HLTV having a bit of fun, as far as I'm aware. It was Brokey Tallis' second best rated map of November with a 0.88 rating on Nuke. I don't think people realize just how bad Brokey had been, but somehow leveled up over the course of the event to the point he played in a major final.
And just finds a way to save his career at the last second.
Yep. Every I mean, he hasn't been cut yet.
I know.
In roster,
he's not going to.
You don't think he's?
I don't think
cut?
He will.
You don't
think? No. Nope. I think there's a couple of teams that people were thinking surely they make a change just because of how poorly things went, and I don't think they're going to make a change. And I don't think FaZe is going to make a change. And I have to give you another one that you're going to be like, surely not. But I don't think Liquid makes a change either.
I mean, and with Joker Steve, you know where I'm at with that. So it's like you're right on that one. I know they just played in a major final, but we can all see FaZe has still got problems, right? It's one of those inexplicable things that they got to the final. It's just crazy how it happened. And it was predicated on Brokey playing in the later stages in a way.
Which is so sad too, man, because
know,
if you look
I know,
at if we're building a dream team version of FaZe, like if me and you were playing Fantasy GM and we were just like, all right, let's build like the best FaZe lineup we've got. The fact that they already have Kerrigan, Twist, and Frozen on the team is like a fucking banging three to build around. Mm-hmm. All you need is just an entry rifler and an opper, and you're fucking in business. And there are entry riflers out there right now that you could get that have more to them than Jacob that you could go get right now. And they would be a fucking, I mean, Senzu obviously is sitting out there now, wants to join international team. Obviously a little bit risky with the health thing, but he's there.
I mean, assuming it's health.
Yeah. Assuming there's nothing behind the scenes that would be a problem. Mm. Clearly he would be a fantastic entry rifler for a team like FaZe. Then this one's a little bit more of a stretch, but Insani.
Mm. I always think with the Brazilians, you got to be careful because the buyouts are just ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be the one issue. But I mean, feel like he's been there for so long. Surely he has to be coming up to his contract soon.
With the Senzu thing, I'll say for sure that it's like he clearly is hankering or angling for a move to a big international team, because that whole thing where he was like saying, oh, I'm open to like AWPing,
I don't know why he did that.
Yeah,
that was fucking, that's a meme right there. That should be fucking in the meme review. Like, come on, bud.
I know. Like, let's say, I'm open to having an extra 2 inches put on my dick, mate. But you know what I mean? like, what the fuck? What are we even talking about? Like, it's just so ridiculous. Like, what a thing to say out loud, you know?
I know there's a strategy of keeping your name in the news and whatnot, but like, that's not the one you needed to pull to stay in there. That's not the headline you want out there, you know. Let's see, guy who could be on probably three different top 10 teams in the world as an entry rifler, or you could opt for a top 25-ish team. What's the better option to go with here?
Mm-hmm. But I still think that we haven't got to the bottom of what's been going on with Senzu, but I definitely wouldn't hate it to face. I mean, I was one of the guys, like back in the day, I remember when fucking Bentet was like going international, and I still think he's like one of the players that got away. I think if he played on like a European lineup, I think Bentet would have been fired.
Yeah, the fact that he went on to like Gen G and NA with Daps and all that.
He went to Gen G, and then it was like Tyloo Gen G, basically.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, like, so
tough go of it.
But whatever. But Senzu is a lot younger. So he's definitely got time to get on one of these rosters. And FaZe is crazy.
That's what you don't realize. The dude's only 19. He's 19 years old. He's already this good.
He also speaks better English than they let on. Like one of the dirty secrets about Mongols that people don't know is they can all speak English and they could all do interviews. They just don't want to.
Yeah, makes sense.
So they just send the same guy over and over again.
Fair enough.
There you go. So Brokey bad, but played in another major final. Just crazy shit. Going back to the Kassad pink memes. Hawker, who I believe Hawker got called, didn't he get called a four-eyed virgin by Kassad?
Yes, something like that.
which is crazy because
I don't know if that was the exact quote, but like, yeah, there, it was some.
No, I'm pretty sure
something.
It was. It was like, yeah, no, he called him a four-eyed virgin. I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I knew it was something heavily insulting that also included four eyes in the insult, which was pretty wild.
Oh yeah, just an insane thing to say to a colleague, you know, like a potential colleague.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, it's not beyond the realm of possibility that they could be working an event together. Now it's just weird. Like, why would anyone do it?
Yeah. Don't see that one happening, but go on.
And you can see it was Hawker saying, if only Red Canids had seen Kassad's tweet, they would have beat FaZe. And you can see, look, they've all got pink keyboards and even a pink mouse over here.
Yeah.
Which they look fire as well. Like, actually. Yeah. Again, it's not my colour. Not my tempo, but...
Not your tempo, yeah.
No. Right, back to the memes.
More memes.
This is a good one! Oh, shit, this is good. This is good.
Do we have a banger alert?
Yeah, this is actually...
Certified banger alert?
Yeah, certified banger. In my opinion, it's a certified banger. If I'm happy to explain it as well if you don't instantly get it.
All right, go on.
But it's another Kassad pink mouse meme one. And it's,
okay.
I'm not going to say what color mouse it was. It was a pink mouse. That's fucking brilliant. That's actually brilliant. That's a banger. That's our first nine. Oh, 8.5 minimum.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
That is a good one, man. I know when this goes up on YouTube, there'll probably be someone in the comments going, I don't get the Kassad one. And then someone's going to have to explain it. And then they're probably going to get banned for anti-Semitism. So looking forward to that one. See, look, someone in the chat already. What's the reference? Oh, my, no.
It was a Jewish doctor.
Continuing Kassad's irrational hatred of pink peripherals. This is great. This is the Family Guy reference. Okay.
It's a lot more airtime than I thought it would. Okay. Go on.
Okay. Well, it's just, it's if you know, you know. It's just a good one. It's just a good bang. This one's good, too. This is, like, a decent one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
Decent. All right, decent. What's this one? Oh, shit, yeah. All right. This one's about Thorin. So I have to explain this. Right. So, okay. There was meant to be an update for the Pick'ems, but it fell on, like, Thanksgiving weekend, right? You remember this? And so it got delayed. And so Duncan put a tweet out, and it was like, miss me with that shit that it's your fucking holiday. I'm not American. I don't celebrate your shit, basically. I'm paraphrasing. So, in other words, update the fucking Pick'ems. And so you can see here, it's fucking Valve having a nice Thanksgiving dinner while Thorin, dressed as a Puritan, in Billionsmith style. Is it a Puritan or a Quaker? Sorry. He's a Quaker. My bad. Quaker. It is a Quaker, not a Puritan. Yeah. Although, you know, there's a Venn diagram. Not a million.
Yeah.
Miles,
but... No, definitely not.
I actually like it. I also like that as a chud Jack, they did a pretty accurate Thorin. They did a good accurate Thorin there. So I like this one. I have to record an episode of Foreplay with Duncan tomorrow. So if he sees this, he might be big mad at me, but I think it's funny. And also,
yeah, but wouldn't it be? It would be Puritans, I think. If it has to do with Thanksgiving, it would be Puritans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm almost certain.
Because obviously,
yeah, that's what I think.
Someone in the chat saying it's just traditional pilgrim dress, but they dress like that because the pilgrims were very often of certain religious
or Puritans.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway. Stand on business on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Get that Quaker shit out of here. Anyway.
All right. Well, whatever.
I want to make sure our meme review is historically accurate. And that's all.
Right. Anyway, Elige obviously was big sad at the major. Somebody did this. It's so ridiculous. Look how sad he looks. And Hope on the hat. And then the Salvation Army, when disaster strikes, everyone needs an army. It's just unreal with the Hope beanie, dude.
Damn. Big sad.
Which, just get used to that. There'll be more on that meme a little bit later. El Gapo was fucking around with the AI, and for some reason I can't even remember why did this come up? I think that's meant to be Steven Seagal fleeing a flock of seagulls while double fisting hot dog. Why did this come up? Is it because
I think
Trump?
I think it's probably because at some point maybe myself or someone wanted a seagull update, because obviously you report on the seagulls. Yeah, you're a big gull.
Someone has to.
Yeah, and so I think maybe that happened, and I don't know how Steven Seagal got involved, but I feel like Steven Seagal has been like a recurring topic of discussion.
Oh, yeah, more on him a little bit later.
Because, I mean, he is just like a fucking, he is a meme. I mean, like, one of the most, like, if you had to think, like, what human is a meme? Like, Seagal has got to be top 10, I mean. Meme human beings.
I mean, by the way, as well, that's almost physically accurate to Steven Seagal these days.
Probably so. He ain't doing any more roundhouse kicks, tell you that.
Fucking hell. And then somebody decide to, oh, I know what it is now, because it was about that guy fucking, didn't he just pull a seagull's head off or something because it tried to eat his fucking sausage roll?
That I would not know.
And that makes sense when you look at the follow-up, Under Siege 4, The Bird is the Word, in cinemas this Christmas, gregsarmy.com, and it's all sausage rolls and brown sauce there. That makes more sense now. Because that did happen. Like, it's crazy dust. I'm telling you, right? I detest cruelty to animals. I think like the ultimate barometer of whether someone is a broken person or not is like how they would treat animals.
Oh, I mean, it's how we tell someone is fucking
like
a sociopath in life. If they're abusing animals at an early age, like,
but I mean, even like
be a serial killer.
You know, like if a fucking, you know, I don't know, give me a benign creature, you know, like if a butterfly like lands on your table and someone goes, that person's obviously like, yeah, they got something wrong with them. But I equally as well, man, if a rat or a wasp or a seagull essentially tries to attack you to get something of yours, and you defend yourself and the animal dies, no one should be going to prison for that.
What if it was a squirrel, Rich?
That's kind of tough. It's a tough question because, you know, those gray squirrels like carry a lot of diseases. They can get pretty nasty. The red ones are cute though. But yeah, it's just in Britain, if you kill a seagull, you'll go to jail.
Damn! All right, fuck
yeah.
If you would know this, but it was like a thing in America at least. People would always meme about how you like would feed seagulls Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, yeah, they pop. It's any bird.
Yeah,
it's to do with how they digest food because they have like a pre thing called the gizzard, and what it does is the extreme buildup of gas from the effervescence it makes the organ it goes into, which is a small pouch essentially where they store food. It pops them internally, and then their organs like
blah, 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 blah,
and they all die.
Yeah, never tried it, but always heard people talking about it. I'm just like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah, people used to do that all the time. And laxatives as well are bad for birds, especially because you see birds. They get their moisture from food, right? They don't like, I mean, they do drink water. I'm not saying they don't drink water, but a lot of the moisture they use, they extract from the food in the digestive process. And so anything that makes them like shit too much will like just kill them, basically, because they just dehydrate. So, you know, just, yeah, we all thought Fight Club was fun in our 20s. But staying on Steven Seagal, you know, I taught Richard Lewis everything he knows about journalism. Just look how he sits in a chair to make his videos. And obviously Steven Seagal, for his last 10 films, he just sits in a chair, doesn't he? He literally does fight scenes in chairs now, if you've seen him.
Oh, my God, dude. This makes me laugh because I think I've told you this story before, but I'll share it again since we're talking about Steven Seagal. Maybe some of your chat members have not heard this yet. Mm. But if you remember, he did that show in New Orleans, where he was a police officer.
Yeah, Lawman. It was great. Love that show.
And essentially what he did was...
Sheriff Arpaio claimed he deputized him as well, I think.
So the story behind that is that he... Kind of like when you get an honorary doctorate, like if you're kind of a famous person from a university, they might award you an honorary doctorate or whatever the fuck. It's not a real doctorate. You didn't actually get a PhD. Like, it's just an honorary thing. Mm. So apparently he was honorarily deputized, you know, just... like getting the keys to the city kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was something like that. You know, it's meant to just be like a symbolic gesture,
yep,
but not really. But he was, I guess, desperate for money, whatever the fuck. And so he used that honorary deputization, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and turned it into, no, actually, I can be a police officer. My uncle worked for the Jefferson Parish Police Department during the time that he was filming this bullshit. And, you know, they tried to hype it up like he was actually teaching the police officers like how to do like hand-to-hand combat and shit to help them and blah, 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 blah. And let me just tell you that everyone at that police department thought that that man was a fucking meme and total waste of fucking time. They hated every fucking second of having to deal with him for that show. Just absolutely horrendous. Like, yeah, the fact that that was allowed to happen, that that show exists, is fucking absurd. Like, it is. Yeah.
Well, wait till you hear this, right? And it's funny, actually. Yeah, I never even thought that you might know the police department or someone in the police department, like, when that was going on. It truly is a
Jefferson Parish. That's where I grew up at, actually, when I was
a kid. No shit. I used to love that show. It was like, imagine Cops, but Steven Seagal is just there. like that. If you pitch that to me as a TV series, I'd just give you bags of money to go make it. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, if I'm not mistaken, Shaq actually is really an officer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But, like, he didn't abuse an honorary thing. No, he, like, legitimately went through the training and shit, I thought, to be one or something like that.
So
if it's not him, it's some other athlete.
I bought Steven Seagal's book. Or what he's written for you, but like I got it. Was at the time his latest. And if you can see here, Dust. In fact, let's go big just to show it you. The Way of the Shadow Wolves.
What a fucking name! Get the fuck out of here!
No, for real. Get the fuck out of here. By Steven Seagal and Tom the Morrissey. Name. That the deep state of the hijacking of America. And you can see down here, forward by Sheriff Joe Arpaio, right? So let me fucking just read you what he says in the foreword, right? I know and have worked with Steven Seagal, who is a law enforcement officer, along with being an international movie star. He has an unusual understanding of the world in which this story takes place. During his time with my office, he proved his skills as a fugitive hunter when he arrested one of our top fugitives within 48 hours.
That's not what happened.
One of our top fugitives within 48 hours after beginning the search for him, he brought us a new and extremely effective way of getting the job done. I first met Tom Morrissey, who's the other co-author, when he was a chief deputy U.S. Marshal for the Federal District of Arizona. We are close allies, and we united our agencies to fight the good fight against an evolving threat of illegal drugs that were moving through Arizona. Both of these men bring their experiences to life in the pages of this book. So, the way of the Shadow Wolves. I'll tell you what, man. Next event we're at, I'll bring it. You can have a read.
That's fucking unbelievable, bro.
It is one of the worst books I've ever read.
His whole rank in the Jefferson Police Department was ceremonial, and then they turned it into a TV series where he did fuck all.
Yeah.
Did absolutely nothing. It was bullshit. All of those bullshit. All a sham.
Yeah.
Literally just a giant smokescreen, bro.
Yeah.
Not one actual police officer had any positive things to say about that whole experience.
Well, I mean,
nor did they actually learn anything useful.
I read somewhere else there was like this thing where they did an arrest. They effected an arrest, got the guy in custody, and then apparently got the guy to sign a waiver so they could like do the arrest, but Steven Seagal putting the cuffs on him.
Yeah, because he legally couldn't arrest anybody because he wasn't actually a police officer.
Yeah, so they already had the guy in custody. They said to the guy, yo, like, it would look really good for the TV show if Steven Seagal put the cuffs on you, but he legally can't, so we need you to acknowledge you're in police custody, and this is just a bit, and sign this waiver. So,
But he caught somebody that they couldn't get for years. Yeah,
like, legit, dude. So, you know. Obviously, Steven Seagal is great. I promise I will bring you Way of the Shadow Wolves. I'll pack it ready for when I see you at whatever event we're going to be at together. Because you've got to read it to believe it. Because in it, dude, he's like, you know, working with like Native Americans to stop this like deep covert fucking operation. It's unbelievable. I mean, look, chapter 18 is just called Jihad in the Desert. It's ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous book, dude. Yeah, fuck Steven Seagal. Like, fuck him.
I mean, Yeah, just human garbage at its finest there.
Yep. We also mocked another person that has just become an absolute meme, if indeed he wasn't always a meme. It was Tucker Carlson, because he went to Russia and saw this. And you can see unknown technology, because obviously, like, in Russia, they have the thing that you have in America. And Tucker Carlson's just never been to a supermarket. So we had that. What else? This, I mean, I don't get the reference, but somebody just made a brokey. It's just funny because of the pictures, but underneath you can see here, like, figure 71, perplexed, unable to solve the simplest problem. And then this guy, 10 days after operation. So it's obviously a lobotomy. It's obviously a lobotomy manual. And you can see, like, he was shit here, but he was happy, but they cut his brain out for the playoffs, and now he was good again. So, yeah, there you go. That's actually pretty funny. Also, unfortunately, in that picture on the right, he does look like a lobotomy patient.
That's tough, yeah.
This was one featuring Davey. You know, he's, like, doing content now, and I'm going to post it in the chat as well. And it's Counter-Strike-themed content, but he does it on the farm, and he's got a character, Farmer Davey. That's kind of the whole thing.
Hey, welcome to Frag Farm. I'm your host, Johnny Frag.
No, so, I was not aware of this. Yeah. Interesting.
So, but anyway, this one involves Davey. And this is, of course, a reference to the World of Tanks party I always bring up in Gamescom. And they put Davey there, and there it is. Davey looking fabulous in World of Tanks. Not a million miles away from what the booth babes. Because that was what was really especially funny. I always leave this detail out when I tell the story, and I should remember it. But at the time, World of Tanks literally had women parading around in skin-tight leather uniforms that looked like the type of uniform you might get arrested for wearing in Germany. In Germany, the big debate that was happening in the world of gaming at that moment, it was kind of, we were hovering around the precipice of Gamergate. It was the banning of booth babes. Booth babes were considered to be this, like, relic of a sexist bygone era. And anybody that had women that were attractive and scantily clad trying to sell their products, they were considered to be assholes. And everybody was like, you know, oh, relying on the booth babes. It's so, like, sexist and misogynist. Oh, look, it's all the white dude bros and the booth babes. And so, obviously, in comes this, like, fucking Ukrainian company that just doesn't give a fuck about any of that. And just had the most ridiculous booth with the most ridiculous booth babes in the middle of that melange of a debate. So, good times. Nice. Great times. This one, on the other hand.
Go on.
Right. Send this it. Is, do you remember when we were talking about holding in piss?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, for those who don't know, we were talking about, like, holding in piss. Or as Theo Von calls it, ride in the bag, which is the funniest thing. He's like, if you need a piss, do you, like, go straight back to sleep or do you get up and do it? And Joe Rogan was, like, saying, or whoever he was interviewing, I have to get up and do it immediately. And Theo's like, nah, sometimes I ride the bag. And Davey says he holds it in. Obviously, I can't. Dude, it's got so bad now because, like, I'm trying to hydrate and be a bit healthier. And not, so I piss, like, 3 times a night now. It's fucking unbelievable. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way I can hold all of this. Because they're not tiny pisses. They're massive, unbelievable racehorse pisses.
Like, I feel like I've almost conditioned myself in a negative way to have to get up and piss, like, after I've been in bed for about, like, 30 minutes. Like, it never fails. Like, I go to bed to try to go to sleep. Within 30 minutes, I have to get up and go take a piss. And it's like, I feel like I've just made my body used to doing that. And so now I'm just cursed forever to have to get up and piss 30 minutes after I go to bed. Yeah. It's just guaranteed to happen.
It's just unbelievable. But anyway, see, Kassad is sat there, and I don't know why he's like a little Teletubby. He's sat there going, are you insane? Are you fucking insane? Hold it in. And you can see Davey the piss monk is piss maxing with his aubergine. So, like that one. Great job.
Good one.
This is probably going to get me arrested in this country.
Great.
But let's send it. Let's. Oh, hang on a minute. Let's maybe. Okay, no, that is just a shadow under his nose. Bit nervous there. on that one. But basically, we talked about how obviously things are becoming a bit weird in the UK politically, and how we all fucking don't like Keir Starmer, and we dropped the joke about, you know, the Battle of Stalingrad, and so someone made a movie poster of it, and you can see there he is, Keir Starmer in Stalingrad. So I like that one. It's more for me than anything else. I think the Splice memes are about to start.
Nice.
Obviously a reference to the movie Splice, which...
But also brought it to the Gollum and Fishhead. They've cross-referenced a lot of things. They've spliced a lot of references here.
Yeah, not bad. But also, they haven't actually spliced you with fishheads, I don't think. You don't look like you've been spliced with a fishhead there. But
I've been spliced with Gollum's head.
Yeah, kind of.
And
the peeping glasses.
Yeah. There's a lot of splicing going on here.
Don't know.
If I take myself back and objectively rate this, it's good.
I mean, it all comes back to the film. Really, yeah, it's just such ridiculous.
But we're in the cave with Gollum too,
yeah.
So like,
yeah,
so.
True.
All right. A lot of layers here.
Yeah, we had this as well. Just a classic.
Let's see,
just Jesus saves. You can see he's got it's Jane with the orb on his back. Did Jesus ever walk on water and pull somebody out?
No, I don't think he did.
No, I don't remember that in the Bible, but that's fair enough.
I don't. Who's he saving here?
Well,
it'd be funnier if he was saving the op from the water.
He saved Sway, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. But wouldn't this be a funny ass me if he was saving the op from the water?
See, probably.
Yeah, sorry. If you tweak it, I feel like it'd be...
Yeah, it could have had something into it. This was another reference to our fucking Roman Empire, Holy Roman Empire talk. Do not ask about my past. And welcome Smuya as the new Holy Roman Emperor. You can see there we've got little
Ratzinger.
Little rat head and everything. This is when we were talking about Hearts of Iron, of course. And somebody, this is El Gapo again, of course. This is El Gapo. We brought Kassad back, so we're now starting. This is when we start doing the memeception, and the past memes start folding into the present memes to create mega memes. And you can see this is Polygon, and it's Serbian player. I agree. Serbian player angry after Hearts of Iron Silk Road update, as wearing silk makes you quote gay. The update also disregards core Serbian regions. This is so fucking edgy, dude. Such as Bosnia, wow. Croatia, Montenegro, and Bulgaria. That's just so fucking unreal that you would ever fucking commit to that bit. But it's a good one. And then obviously it's Kassad's trauma disgust face as well, which is just brilliant. So I really like this. This is classic El Gapo. El Gapo does his best work when he's weaving in between the memes. Somebody put my face on, I think, a grapefruit. It's not really a meme. It's just a bad Photoshop. But my eyes look fucking beautiful, though, actually. I could fall in love with those eyes. They don't look that clear now. Jaundiced and roomy. Milky cataracts. Yep. But is it a meme?
No. It's also missing the full head of hair you've always had.
I know, right? People always portraying me as bald.
Never.
Oh, shit.
Never worked.
This is a fucking reference. This is a reference. Right. Again, we're not going to get into the reference too much, but obviously that's the reference.
Maybe it's good. Maybe that's good.
You remember this?
No.
Oh, shit. Right, well. If you know on that one. Yeah. You see? The grapefruit technique, yeah. Then, do you remember the big debate we had about how I wouldn't accept a drink from a fan?
Yes. Yes, I do remember.
Because it's like you never know if they're a real fan or if someone else is going to kill you. And Well, somebody made a movie poster based on that. Mm-hmm. And it's just called Richard Lewis Must Die. Can I buy you a drink? And you can see one of the women is Gowless. He probably would poison me if he had a chance. So, gotta be careful.
Probably. Yeah,
Gotta be careful. This is another one where there's a lot happening in here. Me as a grapefruit, the Brazilian flag, poison being poured into a cocktail.
One drink. Yeah.
Me with X's for eyes. Is that like just poop on the ice cubes or just germs or something? Bacteria.
I think germs or something.
Yeah.
Or poison. Maybe.
And then there's you. And you're,
yeah, I'm not sure why I'm in this.
You're sat with a Teletubby cassette on your lap.
Yeah, I'm not understanding this one.
I mean, whoever made this was just fucking high, right? Like, they were just fucked up, dude. It's got, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's got all of the components of everything we were talking about.
What's the hospital bed for?
I guess because they've took me in because I'm dead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I looked too much into that.
You know what's really fucking funny about this? The cocktail waiter looks a little bit like Maniac.
Yeah, I was about to say something about that, actually. Anyway, what is the thing next to the martini glass? Is that just another cocktail?
Yeah, it's like the blue Curacao.
Okay. A blue motherfucker or whatever. Yeah.
So yeah, that meme is just fucking insanely psychopathic, but like, just the little maniac look-alike in it is just so ridiculous. Like, then there was this as well, because it was the taxi. Would you get, what if the taxi driver said he was a fan? And so it's me on the back going, no! Get me any Gavales with this, the unbelievable psychotic face.
Shut they fucked up your glasses. They fucked that up. Unbelievable.
Well, it looks like an Australian flag or something. I don't really know what's going on there, but
probably just some reflection, bad Photoshop, but it's all good. Still good. Still good meme.
We've got references to the Banks exit interviews. There's going to be lots of those, but this was the first.
Where's all the spice memes? We only had like one. Surely there's
no, they're coming. They're coming.
Memes.
No, don't worry. They're coming. You've been eliminated. Time for your ritual humiliation. Yes, Banks.
That wasn't the best done thing.
No. Don't worry. But I mean, it's using an existing template, so it could never. Can never truly win.
I will just say the way Starlighter did the loser interviews was so bad.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah, and this, for real. Yeah, go
like,
on.
Oh, you have to pluck your logo off the wall. Yeah, and go, like, go fucking off, I mean, that's just so like, exit interviews are already kind of touch and go, and they have to be treated with a certain, they can be good, but they have to be treated in a certain level. And it's something against Banks, but the fact that you're making the team fucking grab their logo off of a fucking wall or whatever the fuck it was they were doing.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things where it's like they've all sat down in their like production room and it's like,
this is going to look so cool.
It's going to look so cool. Then you do it and then it's like, oh, it didn't look cool. What we should do is not do it again. But then that means someone's idea is going to get shut down. So we're just going to ride it out and let everybody complain about it. It does set a dangerous precedent if you ever change anything because the community complain though.
We also need to stop this full team interviews in general.
Yeah, like, they have
to. Gotta stop.
See, put it this way.
Unless a team wins a tournament and you know all of them are good at interviews, then yeah, one question each, fine. But if you know there's some fucking duds on that team that do not give a good interview, fucking, because IGL, star player, maybe the coach, get out of there. All right?
Yeah.
That's my,
I mean, like, whatever the storyline is. You know, yeah. you get the IGL, you know, let's say a star player's winning his first major, it's an eco or whatever. Never going to happen, by the way. This scenario I'm about to paint is as realistic as fucking the way of the Shadow Wolves. But anyway, Nico's winning his first major, so obviously you've got to get him in on the interview. And, you know, maybe, you know, like if somebody else wants to chime in and say something and augment the moment, but then get the fuck out. Going down a line and asking the question, like, as I said, I was done with it after Shanghai. The spirit one was just insane. I've never felt more. Put it this way, Boomich's proposal is less cringe. Like
I said, there are certain teams where, like, I think you could bang out good interviews from every single person. Like, Vitality is one of them. Like, Vitality has five people who are good on camera and can, like, give you a good interview.
Yeah.
FaZe has five people that could probably give you a good interview.
Yeah.
But some of them are just like, all right, let's fucking scurry along here.
This is a nice reference here. Cool story. Swisher. Sorry, I only date major players, but I'm grinding NA. Off she goes with Mr. Steel, your girl's down. Hey, cutie, beat it, chick. VRS is my girlfriend now. But the bench can't feed me. That's where Stown lives, you see.
Not anymore. He's back.
Well, he's in free agency. I mean, I was going to cover that on this stream. I'll ask your opinion, I guess, while we're here. I mean, like, to pay $1 million for a player, have them massively underperform, you win nothing, you bench them because they're sad, and then you release them from their contract early. Like, that's pretty bad business.
I think the best Stown is going to get is fucking a team like Sashi. I think that's where this ends for him, I think.
You know what would be fucking choice?
Go on.
He goes to OG with KD.
OG, yeah. I see the funny joke there. Yeah,
it's not even a joke. Fucking... I just like it.
Yeah.
It turned out that Dead Fox was streaming the major in Hungarian, and apparently, as we found out, people were being asked, "Fucking, oh, do you know Dead Fox?" It's just so mental. Oh, you like Counter-Strike? You must know Dead Fox. And it's like, what? The fucking dog shit support player in that lineup? Anyway, obviously the BTN meme was, we had him with the tiny face meme, and we had him with the despicable positions meme, which was from his twit longer, about how, like, his stats could never be good because he always played the most despicable positions. So someone came up with this.
Primary opera for a time, of course.
Yeah, primary opera the whole time. Also, me and him just rocking the same hairline now. I want to say, what a good looking guy. I always thought he was a good looking guy.
So good. Good meme.
The complete illustrated Karma Sutra with Dead Fox. Learn the most despicable positions.
Good one.
Yeah. Proof. 7. I'm always scared of showing this one, but it's so unbelievable. It's just so. The Chairman Maui just fucking destroys me every time I see it. It's just like.
Yeah.
How is it so good? Like, how is it so fucking good? Like,
wow.
Like, how is it that good, bro?
It's just
the level of detail. The chin. Oh, bro, it's so crazy. And then just like a Ty Lue thing in the background. Like, it's just unbelievable, bro. Like, how fucking, it's so good. It's not even a meme at this point. It's just a key part of his identity. This is, I didn't tweet this, obviously, but this is it. So I wake up to this sinister smile every morning. It's that cat just looking ridiculously evil. I didn't even know cats could smile. And then it's like my scheming fans when I start coughing after a sip from my free drink. So, yeah, there you go. Would never accept one, though. Sorry. I don't get this one. It's just my face as a kebab. Why is someone hacking my face apart to make doner meat?
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I don't have one for this one. I don't have any help for you. Fine. Here.
I do know this one. I joked about how my hair was growing in like cress. Like when you put cress inside of an egg or in like a chia pet. And so somebody did that for me, which...
Chia pet, Richard.
Yeah, not a million miles from the truth. Although I'm just going to say, the way they've cut my mustache...
I feel like we had Richard Chia Pets during Austin Major, too, though.
We did. I think we did. That's how long this saga's been going on, and still it's all anyone talks about. Hair. That's all anyone types. But anyway, if you notice, the way that the mustache cuts off, it is Hitlerian, isn't it? Which is unfortunate. Right, a run of... Oh, shit! This was... This was funny, bro. You ready? You ready for this? This is a great one. This is good. This is up there. This is in contention for the winner, potentially. Remember we were talking about Ben Askren?
Yes.
And out of nowhere, you were just like, has anyone looked at the statistics of surviving a double lung transplant? I mean, like, you know, no one, you don't even make 5 years, and you just, like, went off on some tirade, and it's like, it was so callous and so cold and so horrible.
I want Ben Askren to live, but it is quite, like, it'd be insane if he did live a long time.
That's good of you.
I mean, like, he's beating the odds.
I mean, put it this way. Like I say, when it happened, I'm in a Deadpool with some of my friends, a celebrity Deadpool. We just did our celebrity Deadpool draft at the start of the year for this year. And again, I keep offering the esports guys to come in on this, but no one wants to, but it's, you know, it cushions the blow of celebrity deaths. And then there was the day that the singer from The Lost Prophets died. And he was murdered in prison. And somebody just posted it with the word underneath, Omega Lols.
Yeah, I mean, that guy
And that was a good day, too.
One of the that guy's one of the craziest stories of all time.
Oh, for real. Yeah, absolute piece of shit. But anyway, someone in that chat, when it looked like Ben Askren was going to die, just put the news link in with the words, Ben Gaspin.
Oh, no, dude. No.
It's unacceptable, bro. Like,
that is fucking crazy, man.
And what you said about him was the second most callous thing.
No, I didn't think that. I want to review the film. Right, I never said anything bad about Ben Askren.
Not according to this meme.
I can't accept that. I have to admit this probably wins, but like.
Oh, fuck. It's the way they've even picked.
Is that his actual MMA record, by the way? Because if it is, then someone's really fucking crutch. Hold on, let me look.
No, but look, you missed the best bit. Lungs.
No, I see that.
Lungs.
I've seen that.
That's the fucking winner, dude. Lungs.
Oh, his actual record is 19-2. Yeah, fucking hell.
The fucking striker's face as well. I love everything about this.
I think this is a gross use of what I said. I was actually trying to hype him up and say that if he makes it through this, that's actually pretty incredible because most people can't. I mean, like, it'll be an incredible story.
Let's be real. Like, you're right. Medically, you are correct. It's going to be real hard for him. But
he's also a disc golfer, by the way. So, like, I know I would never hate on Ben Askren. Like, he's fucking one of me, bro.
Yeah, no, I didn't hate him getting the bag off the Jake Paul thing as well. Like, no one expected him to win.
Yeah.
He's like a tiny wrestler, you know.
Yeah, it's just
crazy. Yeah. But yeah, he does. It's just great. Yeah, this guy's fucking. Can you imagine doing a fucking desk segment like this? Terrible news just in, Dust. Ben Askren. He's had to undergo a double lung transplant, and you just turn around and you're like, well, obviously the statistics make it bad. Probably get less than 5 years to live now, but power to him, do want him to live. He's not bad with a disc golf frisbee now, probably not doing much of that right now.
The conflict here for me is that this is actually an incredibly funny image. Like, there's no getting away from that.
Lungs, too, is unreal. Like, it's just fucking...
But at the same time... I'm actually such a huge Ben Askren fan, so, like, this sucks for me because, like, I actually really like the guy.
Yeah, same. I'm going to be devastated when he dies in less than 5 years.
Stop, dude. Stop. Fuck.
No, the stats don't lie, man. You know ball. You know ball, bro. Fuck, man. So, great meme. Love that one. It's on the shortlist for winner.
Man. God damn it. It's going to win too, probably. I'm going to look like a piece of shit. Great.
I don't know why this one happened. Probably a reason for it, but it's a cyberpunk reference, and it's just me with the quick hack shit in street or steal booze. Surely there's got to be more to me than that. We got another one for Davey. Davey back in the game after $20 million buyout offer. Davey to return to competition after announcing, and spelt that wrong there with two C's, but it's fine. We'll let you off. It's a typo. After announcing retirement on NMC, what a handsome young man. Shame he is taken. Sad face. Obviously, this is Davey saying he never retired officially, which is true. He never officially retired. He's still there. He's still trucking. Oh, shit. Remember when we were talking about the dwarf money? Do you remember the dwarf money? Because it's like, if you're... There is a legal threshold for being a dwarf. And we were talking about who meets it and what the height is and stuff. And basically, if you are, I think it was like 4'10 or 4'8. It was about that. If you're that, you are a legal dwarf. It doesn't matter if you have like the fucking dwarfism or the hydroplasia or whatever the fuck they call it. You qualify for the money. And so we were saying, like, you know, if you're short, you could go and get the benefits and say, look, I told you dwarf money was real. That shrink ray was worth it. I don't know how much they get. In fact, I'm going to Google that now. I want to get to the bottom of this. People with dwarfism in the UK can receive benefits like a personal independence payment or a disability living allowance, and the amounts vary from, wait for this, Dust, £29 to £188 per week. So
going to be a very mean question to ask, but why do you get 30 pounds a week just for being a dwarf?
I mean, come on. You got to get something.
I mean, if you can carry on a perfectly normal life.
No, I mean, like, you know, it's like there are, like, walking's harder.
Okay.
I'm just saying you should get something for, like, the emotional labor of it all, you know, and, like, the physical.
The emotional labor.
Yeah, and the physical wearing down of it. Yeah, because, like, okay, right, I'm old enough to remember when we didn't make ramps for wheelchair people.
Okay,
And we were just like, just fuck you. You're in a wheelchair. Deal with it, right? That was like, that was the attitude of society. And then people fought through the courts, and then we got the ramps, and we got the stairlifts, and buildings had to be handicapable and all of that stuff. Right?
Here's my point I was going to make. And again, maybe I'm wrong. Like, I'm willing to be educated and be wrong. But, okay, let me give you an example. If you are one of the best surgeons in the world, right? Like, you fucking are it, bro. Like, people come to you, like, for brain surgery. Like, you're the fucking goat. And you lose your fucking arms somehow in, like, a tragic accident. Then, like, yeah, you've lost your fucking livelihood and, like, everything that you done. Like, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It, like, there should be some type of disability or whatever to help you get through that. But if you're a surgeon and, like, you have dwarfism, I'm pretty sure you can still do surgery. Like, what are you losing?
No, but, like, okay, see, Eggy Bagel Face in the chat, who's a first-time chatter, gets it. He says, the world is not made for dwarf size, so we subsidize them for their being screwed on it. Correct. And also, somebody called Dwarfy just subbed. Like, nice, have you been sat here the whole time? And then, like we're talking about dwarfs. Oh, shit, yeah, that's me. There you go. He wouldn't be able to sub if he wasn't getting subsidized. You dig? So, to be serious, for just 30 seconds approximately, you know, think about being a dwarf, like a real, like, you know, Vern Troyer level dwarf. Like, you've got to get something. The world's a nightmare. It's not geared for you at all. He has to fucking pull himself up on stairs, mate.
Yeah, I can see you needing specialized equipment to get around, like, certain places and stuff like that. Yeah, I get that.
So?
Maybe if you're a dwarf, though, just don't buy a house with stairs. I don't know. This is what I'm going to get canceled over. It's great.
Nah, I think we're good. Trump's, as long as for every day Trump remains in the White House, topics like this are fine.
All right.
We got
Although, if he keeps fucking around, I am just going to lose my right to travel to Europe and do gigs because he's just going to piss off Denmark and the entirety of Europe, and I'm just going to be fucked.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, would it be so bad if we gave him Greenland?
I'm not going to get into this. No comment.
You know, listen, I'm British. I don't really have a perspective on it. So, just saying.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thought exercise, isn't it? You know, if we all came together, you know, NATO powers, and we just said, like, look, come on, man. Come on, Denmark. Who are you kidding? Yeah, and we just gave it to him. Yeah, not that bad. True also, yeah, we left the EU. I guess we don't have a say in anything anymore. Britain's just like, we're literally like in the 28 years later movie. We've just been annexed off from the rest of the world. Just a flotilla stopping us from leaving. It's fine. It works for me. Anyway,
but you are still in NATO, so you would have a say.
Yeah. If it was NATO based, then yeah. But yeah, listen. To be serious for 30 seconds, it's just pure mental illness that's coming out of him. I mean, yeah, like, it's just wild the shit he's saying at the moment. But it's all good.
I'm my president.
This is you here. Another meme involving you. This is an amalgamation of the dwarf talk and you. There you go.
Nice.
You must be this tall to receive dwarf benefits, and you're way smaller than the dwarf benefit. And you've got a big pointy hat on, but you're getting your check, and look how happy you look. I've always wondered...
Is that Maui Snake behind me in line?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
Subtly.
I'm definitely taller than Maui, by the way, so, like, I'm not sure why this image depicts me this way.
Here's what's interesting. I've always wanted to know, where is that picture from? Where is that photo from? What event were you at?
Photo?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah, this was a... This is when I did North American EPL before COVID.
Mm. You look really happy, Deborah.
Yeah, I was, because I was actually getting gigs at that time. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Are you getting gigs now?
I am, yeah. So I'm back to being happy again.
Excellent. Got this?
Mm-hmm.
The classic from the exit interview. Banks just laughing in someone's face.
Yeah,
while Anders is watching it. We'll be seeing more of this face a little bit later on. It's just, yeah. I mean, this isn't even a meme. It's just a thing that actually happens. Like,
which is fucking depressing.
Yeah, like calling this a meme is like, I don't know, it's calling like any of the fucking event a meme. It's just so unbelievable that like...
This like, whole thing is...
He has literally tragic. Just took his fucking logo down as well in his hand, and Banks is just there like... and I think the reason Banks laughed, to his credit, he's not just like randomly laughing in his face, is like he fucked up pulling the logo down or something.
Yeah, that's probably why he laughed.
Yeah, and he's
but
like,
but this is still the context. That, yeah, like, yeah. Ah, like you suck so bad you can't even take your logo off.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Like, fucking so shit, mate. Anyway.
This is Astralis while they were at the major and losing to Liquid, if you recall that. It came out that the employees and players have not been paid their salaries. And I love this because I know they haven't edited that photo of Casper, and he just looks so fucking dunzo. It's such a great picture, actually, to put the helmet on. God bless my old friend Rugger.
Who's in the tank? It looks like a Falcon.
Yeah.
No, maybe that's Ultimate.
Yeah, I think it's Ultimate, dude.
Nice one. Good meme.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I kind of get it now. I forgot about this. Little People's Court. And it, we're all judging. It's just nonsense. It's just a nonsensical reference. It's actually funny.
All right.
It was WWE. This is DX. So that's actually a good reference. I'm Triple H.
Nice.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. Right. So obviously... We know Jacob started doing well as well as FaZe progressed through the major. And so one of the recurring jokes we've always had around here is Yakub. The Dr. Yakub. So someone, of course, did this.
I don't really have much to...
You don't want to get into... I'm getting real Yakubian energy right now coming off you.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Hold
on.
Yep.
I have a question here, actually. Mm-hmm. When I'm looking at this face, does this not kind of look like Frozen's face?
I mean...
Am I crazy? I know it's not. It's supposed to be Jacob, but...
It's similarities, I guess. I mean, maybe it is Frozen, and they've just made him Yakub, and they got it wrong. It is Frozen? Is it? It's so hard
to
tell.
I'm going to look up a picture.
It's so hard to tell without his iconic hair. It is Frozen. It's clearly Frozen.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, the nose is definitely different, bro.
Yeah, yeah, the nose. That's not Frozen's nose.
This is Frozen. I'm almost certain.
Man,
this is not Jacob.
Right. So why did someone do this?
I don't know.
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
Why is Frozen turned into Yakub? That doesn't work. All right, we'll just cut this segment out. This is terrible. Minus points on that meme.
Fucking, I caught that. I can't believe I caught that. Yeah, fucking hell, man. Good. Fucking eagle eyes on this guy. Yeah. Let's go.
So, do you remember this? This is when you guys revealed your average Spotify playlist age. And it's you versus Seaside.
Correct.
Why was Seaside's average age like 68 or whatever it was?
Because the bands he listened to were just fucking old.
Just crazy. But you, obviously.
Based.
Yeah, based. Based and hip and cool. Then there was the story about that guy who stuck, the Roman guy who stuck eels up that dude's arse as a torture thing. So we got a brick top, feed him to the eels, Erelius. Which is like, I think that's funny. It's a deep cut. It's not generic enough, I think. What's this? What, you're involved again for some reason? You're involved in a lot this time.
Go on, let's do it.
So it's born in 2001. Helvis Broki Saukants of Latvia was the result of this is 200 years of inbreeding. Why are you saying that about another human being? What's the purpose of the meme? to strengthen the family line. He was breastfed until the age of four. Never fully. What's the... Why? Right. I've got questions.
All I can think of is that we just all were talking about how shit broke he is, and somehow they've like made a fake biography of Brokey.
No. But what is the real reference here? What is the reference?
I don't know.
200 years of inbreeding, breastfed until the age of four.
Like a copy pasta that they've just like replaced some stuff with.
And why are you saying it? And why is Gappo made it?
There seems to be a pattern here, Rich. I don't know if you've detected the pattern yet.
Well, like Gappo's memes, I certainly have. Demented.
It don't make sense, yeah. I mean, Gappo's gonna have to start providing like context, like addendums to his memes or something, bro.
Apparently he
there's
has
a reason, but we don't know it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and so we can't.
It's a Habsburg. Right. Okay. A Habsburg reference. That's fair enough. This was one of the Banks laughing memes. They're back. This is Banks.
Oh, if it works much better if like Elise was bald, but like still good.
Yeah. It's good. Also, I mean like
whose face has this been put on?
Yeah, I don't know actually. Hard to
tell. Is this just them photoshopping the original image that was art and they just put the liquid jersey and
It's art, yeah.
Yeah. I mean this is good. This is a fucking great meme.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Shortlisting it?
Yep, that's a good one.
Okay, meme winner. Remember, you've got to remember the ones we shortlisted. There's going to be another 500 memes.
Well, there's only been two, so I mean, we're only two deep right now. And I need to not win this. Like, I cannot win this on the Ben Askren thing. Like, we got to find
someone. Mocking me here, saying I might be too bald for this chrome tune. Who's laughing now?
Full head of hair, of course. Always had it. Never bald.
Can you explain this reference to me?
I mean, probably not, but
here
I'll
it is.
Try.
It's Chopper, sweaty, Zway behind him. What's the...
Do you like protecting Zway from being bullied?
Oh, it was the... Is this Mo? Was
yes.
this the picture
this
of Mo?
This is a picture of Mo that Dazed fucking was making fun of him on X4.
It's all sad. It's all so sad. Oh, I get it now.
I'm not sure why... It's ways behind him, but unless it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't get that part.
Yeah.
I like how Dave was able to come out of psychosis long enough to just body Mo on X. Nice one. Hit a moment of clarity to be able to come in there like... and just fucking. I might have psychosis, but
I might be talking about how Hassan is a supercomputer.
And barbs are going to take over the world, but I'm
just coming back to the real universe just to fucking embarrass Mo, and then I'm back.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment of clarity for him to just be able to do this, like, get the fuck out of my face bit, but yeah.
This was Blair not turning up. He didn't even come to the No Majors Club this time.
No.
Like, not what
the only only people who did were me and Yanko.
I mean.
And Anders.
No, and... There was a few others.
I think Vince came one day.
Yeah, and then... But yeah, it was
me, Yanko, Anders, and Vince. Oh, yeah, Davey.
Obviously. It was definitely...
Seaside.
Jackie was the one I was surprised about. No Jackie. And I messaged
no Jackie,
him.
No
Jackie, no Blair. And I haven't heard from Jackie for ages. Obviously, Seaside, Keefe, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I said that.
We had some decent ones. Anyway, this was... I messaged Blair, and he just sent me a video of him, and he was just in some Indian nightclub. And it's like, why do I have to watch these shit teams alone? Where's Blair? And he was thriving with Coach Carnivore Cam. Still need to do my stream on him.
Decent meme.
Decent. This was something one of my friends in their personal life. It is literally, yeah, my whole life has fallen apart. My husband was having bathhouse orgies. That was true. Big true. It's Cassad as the Grinch stealing all the pink peripherals. So, okay.
Well, average.
Average, right. Just in average, that one. This is Banks laughing in Munnissey's face.
Nah, because the Elise one's just so much better that we have to just kind of...
Yeah, but still. It's still... Look, how has Banks managed to just look like that? It's just incredible. He's just pulled it off so perfectly. I think we turned it into a sticker. Yeah, we've got this sticker now on the Rich Cord. It's so good. Oh, man. Just a round of banks. Right, just in time, Dust. You remember how you actually said the most ridiculous thing at the whole NMC?
No.
Remember when we told that news story about the schizophrenic woman who, because the fridge was advertising for Pluribus and it had the advert on the smart fridge and it said, hey, Carol, we want to talk to you. She thought she was having a schizophrenic episode, checked herself into a hospital, and then it turned out it was just a commercial. And you said, it's just cool to see a schizophrenic be able to afford a smart fridge. And we all went, what?
you remember that?
Yeah.
Now I do. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, wait, what? Nah, yep. I was just, hold on. I was justified in the end because we looked up the statistics.
Yeah, we did.
I was right that most psychotic people are unable to hold a job to get.
Yeah, I think it's one of those situations, though, Dust, where it's like statistically you're correct, but you can't say it.
Hashtag Dust is right, though. Like, I was right. Like, congrats to that person. They beat the odds.
I mean, sure, but.
Yeah, they beat the odds. Congrats to them. Huge.
Well, with all of that in mind, here's the next meet. It's me. This is on the shortlist, I mean.
That is shortlist, though, yeah. It is a shortlist.
Look at the way they portrayed the poor woman.
Well, I mean, a lot of homeless people are schizophrenic. So, I mean, this is right on.
Love to see a schizophrenic.
Sad, but true.
I agree, Dust. It's sad. It is sad.
But accurate.
Then we'd posted an earlier meme. So I'll just show you the meme for context. I wasn't going to show it because I thought it was like meh. But it was there. It was the old 5'11", 6 foot meme. And then somebody remade that meme. But with you and Warwick Davis. And then it was funny.
I still don't get why people think I'm short. Like, I still haven't figured that one out.
That goes back, man. That goes back to the fucking... That's the early No Majors Club, man. When you were legal dwarf. Remember when fucking... We had you as fucking Dwarf the Nutria Hunter. I am a dwarf. Dwarf.
I'm like a middle of the pack for height in the talent space.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Might be true.
It's true.
Somebody did.
I didn't look much taller than Maui at an event. Are you high?
Yeah, he's definitely. He is taller than Maui. I can say that for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody did the Nico checklist.
Is Dust taller than Voo? No, Voo's fucking tall, guys. Like, Voo is tall.
Voo is like 6'5".
Voo is like 6'4". Voo is like taller than, like, he's taller than Launders. He's pretty tall, bro.
Yeah, Voo is a big boy. Like, Launders is one of the tallies.
Launders is tall. Voo's tall.
Who else is tall? Like, actually.
Of the active.
Semler used to be tall.
Still active. Yeah, Semler was really tall.
Yeah, Blair, when he's on his box, is tall.
Banks isn't super tall,
but he's like north.
Decent size.
He's north of 6 foot. He's like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah. He's above average, for sure. Bardolph was above average, yeah.
Yeah, Bardolph was 6'2", as well. I've talked about him in the past tense, obviously. Still around, but anyway, you can see this is our major checklist. It's like a meh one for me, but it's got the zero majors, less major EVPs than Stown, 7 worthless Deagle highlights, his major winners do, Goat Rifler, consistently good, meet potential player, give me Liberty, give me Fire, give me a super team or I retire, and then he had 3 super teams, perform well when the lights are brightest, cross, choke every major, tick. That just is just major, isn't it? It's just what happens at the majors to Nico. He's just... Yeah, so it's not even a me. This is a good one. This is me referencing that if ever I'm drinking, Blair will just appear and be like, oh, hey, we drinking? I've literally never known anybody like it, really. And this is me with an unbelievable neck. We've got that Danish neck going on there. And you can see I'm like opening a beer bottle and then Blair just pops out the fucking coffin like the Undertaker, which is very accurate. And then somebody also photoshopped his face onto that guy in that beer coat, the Tsingtao. Did you see this, by the way, Dust?
No, I did not.
It was like literally a dude walking around and his jacket was filled up with beer and he has the straw going in and he was like drinking.
Wow, that's interesting.
Then this was the story about Blair when he got his liver function results back and he was clean and allowed to start drinking again. You can see there will be drinks in our time. Great reference. So
he's getting a lot of meme action for someone who wasn't there.
I know, all solid. Here you go. This is a good reference. Solid reference here. It's the obviously passion UA defusal bomb phase. Are you sure?
I missed this one.
It's about them nearly being eliminated.
Yeah, but wasn't it not Passion UA who almost did it?
I thought it was, right? Wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, we'll have to cut this bit out as well.
It was a Brazilian team. It's like it was a Brazilian team that did it to him. Almost beat him.
Oh, they got two ninjas against them. That's why. That's
yeah. It's like Red Canids. Red Canids was the one who almost.
Okay. All right. Well, it's less good. This is funny. Just for today's way, use my power to defeat Bin
Salman. Shortlist.
Yeah, shortlist that. The life game. The Magic's life game. It's actually funny. It's even more funny when he gets kicked. But like we were talking about it on fucking meme review. Well, I was talking about it yesterday on the Star Ladder review. It's still mind blowing to me that Zwei pulled that out. It's just like crazy. And like watching the game with Yanko as it was happening is like an experience. I might just put that whole VOD up on like the Clips channel or something, because he got like two aces as well, didn't he? It was just mental. It was just like
that's why I had the game of his career.
Yeah. Like 1.59. He had the game of his career,
and then did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and then kicked, of course,
before or after.
But he's in Power Vision,
rightfully
now.
So yeah, he'll thrive there for sure.
Yeah, thriving. Then there was this. It was the Banks laughing with the pointy finger, and it's just laughing at Falcons and the Zwei scoreboard life game. I mean, by the way. On Nuke, with just Nuke Incorporated, 2.17 from Zwei. Another Banks, you see, they're laughing at Zonic. This one you'll appreciate, Dust. I think you'll appreciate this, because obviously, you know, you and Yanko, you have some banter back and forth with each other, right? And, you know, he always jokes that if you're here, he won't turn up, and, you know, vice versa and stuff.
I don't know if he actually hates me or not. We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, well, maybe one day we'll get to the bottom of it. But here you go, right?
Oh.
This is about Yanko watching Falcons. And there it is. Stop giving me your strong... Fuck you. It's the way life game manifests. As we all know, you are the fucking... The manifester. The manifester in chief, dude.
I did it remotely, too. I wasn't even here when it happened.
Yeah, I know. I know. Then we had this. This is great. This is Nico looking sad, but going to the airport with a suitcase full of money.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. we're really getting into the bankception segment here. Oh. See, this is the triple laugh. Munacy stare, Nico head in hands, Zonic.
Yeah, we still just haven't had one that top Elise one yet.
So No. It's true.
If one does come along, that's better. We'll stop it, but for right now.
It's the Banks exit interview for Falcons with a little twist. You might notice it if you look at the end.
McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Look how sad they all look as well. That's pretty good. I think that's good. It's a 7.
What am I missing? Am I missing something?
No, it's just a McDonald's application. It's like Banks. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know there's like something on the thing or something in the background I was missing.
This has become a meme template, but I'm sure you've seen this on your Twitter timeline. Sure. The Kubrick stare is one of director Stanley Kubrick's most recognizable directorial techniques. And you can see here it's got some of his famous actors that he worked with in his movies, and then it's just Sonic. Just staring off into the abyss as well. That's a good one. This is a bit edgy.
Okay. We like edgy?
Yep, true.
Big edgy fans.
It's Falcons, all of Falcons, being put into a suitcase for some reason by Banks.
Yeah, that is edgy. You're right there.
I don't know why Banks would do it. Why would they hire Banks to do it and be like,
"Hey, for everything."
True, actually, yeah. I don't think they're obliged to hire him for an assassination. Surely not. Like, surely you
I'm
would
saying
know
he's at, he's everywhere else. So why wouldn't he be at this?
Yeah, maybe true.
Well, he's the leading GeoGuessr host now.
I'd rather use my method of smashing their heads in, but we'll do it your way. All right, bin mush. Yeah, well, that's an edgy one. This was brilliant. Somebody edited the Falcons logo. It was a great photo that HLTV got, and somebody edited it, so they're probably going to fucking ban me now. But anyway, somebody edited the Falcons logo, and you can see it just says that. It just says fail, which is, like, kind of good.
Yeah.
You're in this one?
Of course.
Again, it relates to you manifesting the life game for Sway. I don't understand what sci-fi reference it is.
Is that not Cerebro or something?
Is that Cerebro? Are you in Cerebro?
I'd imagine so.
You're my Cerebro.
Yeah, I think that's Cerebro. Looks like it.
Is that Cerebro? Okay, cool.
I believe so.
Yeah, you're in Cerebro. Well done.
Nice.
The only other person that's ever been in Cerebro, well, apart from me, is obviously Moses, so you're in good company. This was just, it's not a meme, but it is funny. It was just a sign in the crowd. Definitely a fan of probably on the Rich Cord, actually. Another successful Falcons hate watch session completed. Show me them Cerebro. There's one. He's a dickhead. Yep, correct. So that's a good sign. It's not every time a sign is good.
That's a good one. He's nailed it.
Then this one is from Red Alert. It's also you. Mm-hmm.
Great.
This one, bro, I'm going to be real, dude. Like, when you get old.
What? Nah. What is the weird thing wrapping around the one side of my head?
Yeah, Yuri, dude.
What is that?
Yeah, you're Yuri, dude.
What is the thing wrapping around my head?
Yeah, well, that's what makes him, you know, the fucking... That's what makes him the fucking man, dude. Like, because he can see through time and shit. So that's like that. By the way, when you're old, this is the look you've got to have. Like, no joke. You look sick.
Bald beard.
Yeah, like, you look sick there, bro. Like, actually, you look fire, dude.
Nice, dude.
Like, for real. Like, you have got to cultivate this.
All right.
Get on it.
I'll keep it in mind. I'll keep it on the back burner.
Oh, somebody made the Donk Walk meme. If you remember, after Falcons lost, fucking Donk walked past them. And yeah, everybody was treating... Yeah, everyone was treating it like, it's so much... Yeah. And it's like, he even gets his hood stuck. And everyone... And it's like, they studied it more than the Zapruder film. Like, but anyway. Who cares? I'm such a spirit hater. I'm not even acknowledging that meme.
You really are one of the leading spirit haters out there.
This is unbelievable.
Okay. All right.
And then, just to top it off, Kassad tweeted this. Why would you make that the calling card? To, like, come and hire me.
Just don't know, bro.
But I mean, like, by the way, it does look fire on him. It's good drip on him, dude. But fucking hell. Like, what a mad thing to tweet.
Yeah.
Again, just checking in with what Blair and Henry were up to. Henry didn't come by the No Majors Club this time. He didn't see. No. I'm stuck in the shithole watching dog shit CS. Where the fuck are Henry and Blair? And then they just are. Club Tropicana, having a great time. You got referenced in a dwarf joke again.
Cocker.
Leprechaun 4 in space. By the way, really, have you seen this? Seen this movie?
Answer that I have, Rich.
It's actually legit funny, dude. I have a soft spot for the Leprechaun films. Like, it probably doesn't surprise you.
No.
But Warwick Davis is really good. Good in them. Really, yeah. So check it out if you can. Here's the... Here's the Splice one. I told you they were coming.
I'm about to say, there's got to be some Splice memes, bro. Like, we've had one Splice meme so far. I just want to put that one out there, and I'm pretty upset. Let's go. Let's see what's happening. Is it me? Yeah, I'm about to get what I asked for. Okay. Not as bad as I thought it was going to be, actually.
It's great.
My face just looks fucking hilarious. Like, it just matches this picture pretty well, actually.
It's the little smile. That's what I mean. That's why I love it. Yeah. Just a little smile on you. Yes. I love it. It's a good one. Then, obviously, compounding memes. It's El Gapo again. So this is a compound of multiple memes. Serbia will sell you pink peripherals now if you're rich enough. The progressive Islamic Emir's approach to social policy change is often loud and aggressive on X. Legalizing the pink has been no different. And there it is. Kassad taking the Saudi bag just in time to have the pink peripherals. So there's like... lots going on there.
I'm not your number one hater, Gapo. It's just some of your memes without context are tough.
They are.
This one's fine.
Yeah, this one's fine. That's so fucking outrageous. I mean, this is just another one of those like compound memes. You can see. Yeah. Donk, I don't like this at all. Guys, can we pull ourselves together, please? If you remember that, obviously, we all saw Donk have a bit of a tantrum. And everyone decided his tantrum was good and the winning mentality. But when Simple had those exact same tantrums, Simple was toxic. Really, really makes you think. But you can see here, you've got everything like Chopper shooting the Spirit logo, the crying Shiro commits suicide, just all of it happening. So there's a lot there. And then this is just, I don't know, this is so outrageous. I'm not even addressing it. So we just let that go. Then we had this.
Next season.
Yeah, so it's like the next season, the Rich Cord phase bullshit at a major, straight into the veins. This is great because do you remember when these first came out, man? I want to say it was like right at the start of the internet when these pictures were like fucking, it was like Jesus, but he was always stepping in for like...
trying to stop you.
Yeah, or like, you know, he would take the wheel or, you know, whatever. He was always in the background whispering in your ear. And one of the first memes, again, like we didn't even call them memes back there, were like people like putting like outrageous captions on. Like it would be Jesus like talking to you while you're driving. It'd be like, run the bitch over, lol. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
You remember that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. So I always have a soft spot for these memes. So I always have a soft spot for these. Because they were some of the first I was exposed to. Yeah. Then obviously when FaZe was doing FaZe things, said absolute cinema, we got absolute bullshit.
Yep.
We had this for the grand final.
We're at the grand final already?
Yeah, we're nearly done actually. Yeah.
How did we have more pink mouse memes than Splice memes?
I don't know. I think maybe some might have just gone. It's got deleted.
I'm just surprised by that. Anyway,
I remember there being more, but
yeah. It's all good.
It's all good. We'll always have the movie. But anyway, Ziwu getting his MVP, but of course being propped up by Mezzi. 100% accurate. Yes. Not even a meme, by the way.
Not a meme. Not factual meme. Image.
Yeah, the factual retelling of events.
Mezzi was the finals MVP. There's no question.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, yeah, 100%. And it's kind of crazy as well, because, like, did we do an MVP for the final?
I don't think there's ever been a finals MVP that I'm aware of. It's always just an overall event MVP.
Yeah, but that's what we did for... that was, like, what we did for Cloud9, right? That's the one where the HLTV...
No, Skadoodle was just the MVP of that event, I think.
No, HLTV has it as Tarek.
Okay.
Tarek was the event MVP.
Maybe E-League just did that then.
Yeah, we just did a random like MVP for the finals.
Yeah, no one else has done that that I'm aware of. Oh, okay.
Well, guess
you might be the only one.
My bad. So there's that. And then the very last meme.
Last meme? Holy shit, okay.
Yeah, to be fair, I glossed over a few. Like, there's like... you know, I'm probably going to cut that one out. That chopper one just out of pockets, actually. Like, I'm not, like, deeply sad that someone would sort of post that. But then there was this. which is just, you know, the tale of the event. Get all the way to the final, lose the final, sad, and then bang, slaps in your face for that dislike.
As he does.
So there we go. Those were all of the memes, apart from the ones I left out, which I did leave out a few.
Again, I'm a little surprised there wasn't more Splice memes, but that's fair. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just remember it being a bigger thing than I guess it was.
Indeed. What are we waiting for, Gappo?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The fucking
He's saying
banner.
Dude. The banner.
Oh, dude. Yeah, but it's not in the meme channel.
What's the banner?
The banner's not in the meme channel, so I can't do anything with it.
Is it like the thing that you always do at every Majors Club where we have like a collective image that we...
No.
I kind of miss that.
No.
You know, I miss that, by the way. Like, I know that we've upgraded graphics... Obviously, you know, he's done a fantastic job, Griff.
Yeah.
But I do miss, like, having... We used to, like, slowly build an image throughout the course of the No Majors Club.
I know, I remember those. I do remember
and
those.
And I kind of miss that, you know? Like, I feel like that was, like, a nice...
I'll bring it back. I'll bring it back for the next one, because I obviously won't work Cologne.
Yeah. Same.
So for Cologne, we'll bring back the collage. All right. So it is worth mentioning. Gappo's right. So,
is it someone from the Rich Cord? Was that the
event? Yeah. So someone at the Rich Cord went to the event. And as you know, we've had a long running thing here of in protest of the Saudi Arabian state's treatment of the LGBT community. We essentially have done a series of goofs or pranks or whatever you might want to call them. And so ultimately, we've had this recurring thing where, you know, we have turned the Falcons logo into the LGBT colors, the rainbow flag, etc. We've done a bunch of stuff around Pride. And so at events, members of the Rich Cord, on multiple occasions, by the way, have taken in banners when Falcons are playing with the Falcons LGBT logo that we made. And this was the banner, right? So it was massive.
Holy shit, that is big.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, feet for scale, right? Send feet.
And is
hits.
That an energy, what is that, a smoke grenade next to the...
And if you want to get a better sense of the scale... This is them folding it out in their kitchen, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah. So Jace says it was 8 meters long.
Damn.
So
that thing is big.
That is a very big. So what ended up happening was when they got it to the venue, which, by the way, you're hauling a rolled up 8 meter long banner.
Yeah.
When they got it to the venue, security saw it. And if you recall, there was a bunch of shit happening at the event as it pertained to banners and signs and everything like this. So in the rules, the rules we showed earlier, anything that was considered oversized wasn't allowed. And so you can see when they started unfurling the banner, they were like, "Whoa, this looks pretty oversized to me." So it got confiscated, I think, at one point, and then it was temporarily banned. This picture is just hilarious because it's security trying to figure out if this logo is offensive or not.
I mean, what's offensive about that? It's just a rainbow. I'm not sure.
Kassad says this is gay.
It's just a rainbow. Like, it's not like they just
no, but again, so
now.
For context, because obviously some people might not know this, they just had a big clampdown on like Pride in Hungary for June, and Viktor Orban has said we don't want Pride parades, and so when a Pride parade happened in Budapest, there were a bunch of arrests made by the police, and so Viktor Orban's one of these, you know, classic, like, you know, Eastern European strongman leaders, you know, so he's like, which is hilarious because there's been a bunch of Hungarian politicians that all get caught, you know, they all have boyfriends on the side and shit, but whatever. And he's like, well, you know, it's depravity and we're not gonna engage with that stuff. So the security guards are looking at it, trying to ascertain if it's gay or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is. Canonically, it's gay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the gay orgy during COVID was a classic Hungarian politics story. In the end, though, the story has a happy ending because the banner, they did get it in. I don't know if it was a smaller version or if it was the original version, but they got a version of it in. There it is. In 56K dial-up, apparently, as it comes in. And you see, Anders knows the joke. He's in on the meme. He's a member of the rich.
Oh, yeah, they didn't get the whole thing in.
Yeah.
They didn't get the logo of the Falcons. They
but it is, the Falcons in. It is the rainbow colors. So great effort there. Well done. In many ways, you are the honorary winners of
the story, it's the whole story itself is definitely a...
Oh, El Gapo says the reason that it was like that is they cut it up.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
They cut it up. No, not them. I guess in the security guys.
Oh, the security cut it
up. Did the security guys cut it up, or did they cut it up to make it not oversized? Either way, it's still pretty fucking rad.
The perseverance.
Hell of a commitment from them. Yeah. So what we should do is we should...
Send it some free merch, mate.
Yeah, maybe. Thanks for making that something I have to do now.
I'll pay for it.
It's not the money. It's the effort of having to go to a post office in the United Kingdom. Yeah.
Okay.
You think you've got a bad postal service, bro? But no. What I think we should do is, if they're on the rich card, occasionally we give people little special one-off titles, and I think what we'll do for them is we'll give them like the Bannermen, because obviously the Bannermen militarily are the standard bearers, the Bannermen. But obviously you were the Bannermen for the event. So what we'll do is we'll work on that. We'll give you the honorary status. And if you're not on the Rich Card, get on the Rich Card, and you will have that honorary membership.
Nice.
Moving forward.
That's even better.
So let's do it. We've got to make the decision. Obviously these guys are the honorary winners. But all honor aside, we've got to pick an actual meme.
Yep.
So, going back to the memetic shortlist, what are we thinking? What's your initial? The one that made me laugh the most was the Ben Askren one.
I really don't want that one to win. But...
I know, because it's like it is. It's that. So let's go over it again. Kassad Kanye Kassie West. That's really funny, but not. It didn't make me laugh as much as the others. So we'll put Kassie West out.
Yes, the other three were Banks laughing at Elige.
Yeah.
Askren.
Yeah.
Magic's Way Life Game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, one more cool picture while we're just deciding the winner. They also, when they went back to their hotel, they slept in the banner as well.
Nice.
Like true legends.
What a great story.
So the Ben Askren one probably made me laugh the most. The one that made me laugh the most next was the Magic's Life Game one.
Uh-huh.
And then
we have the Banks laughing at Elige,
which is really funny as well. And it did make us laugh out loud. And I think just, you know, look, we have to talk about the kind of more meta-textual concept of the fact that Banks laughed in someone's face. Because there was a clip on Kick, because Vince and Anders were streaming on Kick. And Vince was like, fucking hell. You know, in that dour northern voice of Vince has, which is just so funny. He's like, fucking hell, man. Just laughing in their face.
Yeah, just make sure you zoom in and capture every pore and every tear dropping out of his eye, guys. Make sure you do that. It's definitely not weird at all.
Flexo as they take now the logo won't come off. The wall. They leave us and are heading home.
Yeah, have a good laugh about it. The guys who just got knocked out. Brilliant. And I think, fucking hell, man.
Just to highlight the...
I mean, listen, the fucking... The dust, I love to see a schizophrenic win one, is fucking funny as well.
Oh, yeah, that was on the short list. I forgot.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, the schizophrenic one, the Ben Askren, the life game, and the Banks laughing at Elige. That's the four.
I mean, two lungs is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I mean, all if they put lungs zero.
I like how I'm in three out of four of these. Like,
I told you,
Christ,
were in a lot of memes this time, bro. It was like, it was why I nearly...
I'm always am, dude.
It's why I didn't bother asking if you wanted to do the meme review, because obviously it's tough to, like, judge memes that are about me, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm glad you turned up. It's a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting it.
I mean, I think they're all really funny, so, I mean, I don't really know. It just depends on... I mean, I think the people have the vote here.
Could we do a poll and of the are we down to three? We're
down to four.
No, we're down to four. So it's Ben Askren.
I feel like I know what's going to win, and I'm kind of sad, but it is what it is.
We'll just see. We'll see. Hey, this is just one opinion. Like, we're gonna use the wisdom of crowds to see what they're vibing with out there in the world of, you know, Twitch chat. All right, there it is. Time is
48%.
Yeah, the crowd want Banks, bro. I mean, it's tough.
I mean, not only a majority, but like
nearly half, man.
Fucking resounding. Yeah, I mean, that's fucking wild.
This is huge. I mean, I haven't seen a landslide like this since Joe Biden.
I will say, like, it is a. I mean, the cultural impact of the Banks template, I think alone makes sense as to why it was so popular.
You know, like, I haven't talked to James about it. I did talk to James not that long ago, because obviously, like, okay. I actually thought some of the threads about James this event were really fucked up. I thought they went way too far. People were saying things that, like, I don't know. Like it's not his fault he's got to do exit interviews. You
true.
Know? And
very true.
People were, like, blaming him for it. There was, like, a really long thread. And I don't know, man. I just think that's, like, it shows you how fickle the community is. That, like, everybody loved Banks. Like, I mean, like, everybody loves Banks, right? Like, you go 6 months back, I can find you a thread probably from an event going, oh, James is so good because, like, he's got that relationship with the players and all of that stuff. And then it's like one thing happens that people don't like, and it just invalidates everything you've done before it. It's what I fucking hate about esports fans, bro.
I wouldn't know anything about any of that.
Like, well, yeah, exactly, right? You know, like, you can just, like, why are they even hiring Dust? Who let him have that cap assigned? It's like, fuck me, guys, can we all just calm the fuck down? Because what's crazy about it as well is they all pretend to love banter, and then they are just the most uptight bitches, like, just a bunch of fucking loser Karens that as soon as a broadcast does something they don't like, they throw a conniption over it. And it happens about once every 6 months, and it's always someone in the crosshairs, man. And it's just like, yeah, it's just pathetic. And, like, people went way too far with James on this one. Like, way too far. He was under a lot of pressure, too, man. He was in a lot of show components. And it's like, if you're in a segment that's long running and you're asking the questions and driving it forward, you're carrying the segment, essentially. And if the players don't want to give you anything, and obviously they don't want to be there doing it, it's on you. You've got to be the guy. So yeah, I thought the threads about James were really fucked up. Maybe then it's perhaps fitting that Banks wins.
He wins everything, mate.
Well, brother, thank you for coming on board for the meme review. We've crowned Banks the heart of the No Majors Club, the heart of the Budapest Major, and now the heart of the memes.
I think it's only right and fitting. Yeah, we get a round of Banks in the chat.
We do get a round of Banks in the chat. I'll actually message him and let him know that he won the memes, because he'll probably appreciate that. I think he was feeling a bit sore with, like, some of the bullshit people were saying at the event. So hopefully it'll cheer him up, knowing that we all love him around these parts. So much so, and he got the memes.